Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trevor Noah headlined the White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday night, and President Biden cracked jokes before more than 2,000 guests as D.C.'s biggest annual party returned after 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions. Now, as the president took the stage, he said special thanks to the 42% of you that actually applauded. Okay, so it wasn't a lot of people. That was, what, less than half the room applauded for him, he was saying.
So was he bombing?
Well, it sounds like maybe he was a little bit. And then his approval rating, of course, is not that high. So the president was on a roll with the jokes and continued with, "This is the first time the president has attended this dinner in 6 years. It's understandable. We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID and an apparent reference to Donald Trump."
Wow, that's funny as hell to me.
Yeah, Donald Trump, of course, never attended the dinner while he was in office. The black tie dinner, of course, is for reporters, officials, and celebrities. It was held at the Washington Hilton. It was $350 per plate. Okay.
Damn. What's on that plate? $350.
I don't know. Probably chicken, just like on the $5.
I gotta go by myself. I can't take everybody.
Steve, have you ever been?
HR.
$700.
They've never asked me to do nothing like that. They ain't gonna ask me to do that.
Oh, I was wondering.
I don't have that type of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I don't have that type of humor. No,
to
they
host
never
it?
Would let me do that. No, hell no. They've never even asked me. You gotta ask
you
somebody.
Think you
else
can do it without cussing?
See, that's going to be part of the problem right there.
You be calling out the senators. And
you know, I'm going to use your name and stuff. Hannity going to be in it. You know, stuff I be,
stuff you know, I be really Trump feeling. That's why Trump never went. Right. That's because he couldn't take the criticism. He couldn't take the jokes. That's
well,
why
he's
Trump
a bully.
Didn't go.
That's why.
Yeah. You know, yeah, he couldn't take it.
Didn't he go one time and President Obama laid his ass out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't. He wasn't
that was
president.
That was before Obama. He was yeah. president.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't president then. Yeah. He did. He never went wild, you know.
Yeah, President Obama was a G at his dinner.
Yeah,
he handled it. Yeah,
yeah.
That birth certificate.
Yeah,
yeah. He was ready.
He practiced. He did it.
Yeah, he was ready. For
timing
well,
down.
Well, he actually had timing. I just don't see Joe Biden
timing.
With timing.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Biden just up there reading the jokes that somebody wrote. That somebody else wrote.
Well, after
hard to be funny when it look like you ain't gonna make it. Come on.
This is why they didn't ask you to host.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
exactly.
Right there, now ain't nobody why. Think that was funny. I do.
Yeah, you might be right, Steve. I like it when you censor yourself. Mm-hmm. After 19 seasons, daytime TV legend Ellen DeGeneres took her final bow as host of The Ellen DeGeneres Show. She did that on
No!
April. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your baby, Tommy. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, April 28th, she taped her final episode. Ellen reflected on the moment with a sentimental nod to the past. She said, when we started this show back in 2003, the iPod didn't exist. Social media didn't exist. Gay marriage wasn't legal.
The iPhone didn't exist.
Yeah. Ellen said, we watched the world change, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. But okay. Whatever was happening, my goal was always for the show to be a place where we could all come together and laugh for an hour. Ellen ended her message with gratitude for her fans. Being invited into your lives, she said, has been the greatest privilege of my life and has brought me incredible joy. Thank you. Thank you.
So,
thank
Shirley,
you,
so what you. All wasn't here when she started the show again?
iPhone didn't exist. Social media back in 2003 did not exist.
But iPhone,
gay marriage
though.
Wasn't legal. Uh-huh. She said the iPhone did not exist in 2003.
How much money she done made, dog?
Is that where we're going with this?
Did you?
How much money Ellen done made?
Hundreds of millions.
Really?
Millions, billions, trillions.
No, hundreds of millions.
Wow.
But you know she had the show. She had her game show. She has
the game show was nothing. No.
Home products.
Her. I think Ellen made more money on her social platform than she did on her TV show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres was absolutely brilliant at business. And I'll say it again. I've done the show a bunch of times.
Uh-huh, you have.
I've never in all of my TV career been around a kinder person in television. Mm-hmm. I don't care what I've done. Every show that I've done, all the talk shows, all the late night shows, all the daytime shows, I've never met a kinder person than Ellen DeGeneres, whose one aim was to make people feel good. If you did your pre-interview, and you said something that might not be nice, it was taken out.
Wow. Well, her whole thing was be kind to one another. She said that at the end of every show.
I didn't
be
care for that, but, you know, that was
another.
Her thing.
I like that. You didn't like
you didn't.
It? Why?
No,
what do you mean?
He got in the way of a bunch of jokes.
Be kind to one another.
Can't
forward.
Be kind to everybody now, Ellen. Some of these, we got to do some of these jokes now. everybody don't get it. Kindness from me. Uh-huh. We got to do some of these jokes now. And I can't come on here every week and do jokes about puppies and snowstorms. I got some of these jokes got to be about people.
She did a lot of giving back, boy. Yeah, a lot of did. Philanthropy yeah, work. Did. She mm-hmm. did a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would cry watching the Ellen Show. Uh-huh. How much she just gave away money and cars and.
I've never cried watching the show myself personally, but.
What is were wrong you with you? Scared? You know what? It's something wrong
were
with
you. Ever scared?
I just want to be the other voice here. Of reason today.
All right, we're moving on. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Tommy has something on his mind. We'll find out what that is right after this.
It's not an iPad.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.